Okay, let's get back to the issue of what exactly brought down Michael Flynn. It all came about because of details contained in wiretapped phone calls that were leaked to the media. Today, President Trump called those leaks illegal. He slammed his own intelligence and law enforcement agencies for leaking information, not only about Michael Flynn, but also Team Trump's broader contacts with Russian agents. Journalist Eli Lake writes for Bloomberg View, and today he writes that these leaks are a big problem.
The point that I was trying to make in the column is that when you're talking about monitored communications of American citizens, when you selectively describe that, you're breaking and violating a pretty significant trust that we have, which is that we entrust the government to intercept and eavesdrop in order to prevent crime and terrorism and things like that, or for that matter, counterintelligence, foreign subversion. But when that power is then used to interfere in our own politics, that's a very dangerous scenario. It's some ways you could say that's something that's pretty common in police states. In this particular story with Flynn, it's led to his resignation, and that's had a real political impact.
Do you seriously believe that elements of the intelligence industrial complex, if we can call it that, are pursuing their own political agenda? I mean, we had a former insider on the show yesterday saying we should be really careful and cautious about making such a leap.
I do. I think that there are clearly is hostility from a lot of members of the U.S. intelligence community towards the Trump presidency. We know this for many reasons. One of them is the fact that we have seen these extraordinary leaks. It's incorrect to say that there is a single political agenda for an entire bureaucracy we could call the national security state. There are many competing agendas, but just as I think it was fair to say that in the run-up to the November election, there were factions of the FBI that wanted to make America great again, as I wrote in a column at the time, and that was an interference in our politics from the FBI, something that many Democrats have no problem saying. I think it is also true that the people who are behind these leaks are interfering in our politics again. They just took out, in less than a month, the president's national security advisor. There has been no public confirmation of exactly what was said. It's unclear whether not only did he not violate any laws, it's unclear if he did anything wrong. It is expected of incoming administrations, particularly if you were going to be the national security advisor, to reach out to foreign governments and begin to sort of set the path for the relationship and have general conversations about policy. So the notion that, you know, Mike Flynn was doing something untoward, I don't think that's been proven at this point. And it looks like, you know, the reason that he was let go, or he was asked to resign, was because we were being told he wasn't being straight with the vice president. But I have to ask, you know, why should that be? If something for the intelligence community, they say it's because he may have been blackmailed. I find that beggars belief. I don't buy it for a minute.
So, Eli Lake, some people will hear this interview and hear your points of view and say, well, that's probably pretty typical. But your story in Bloomberg View, your piece in Bloomberg View has been applauded and retweeted by none other than Donald Trump and also by progressive journalist Glenn Greenwald. How do you feel about that?
I'm still getting over that. I've known Glenn Greenwald for some time. We almost always disagree on a lot of things. Sometimes we, I guess you could say, have been less than civil at times on social media. So I was pretty shocked by that. But then I had another shock, which was that real Donald Trump also seemed to like the piece. And, you know, I'm still sort of absorbing it. It's nice to be recognized by people on both sides. I certainly did not write it thinking that that would happen. But, you know, I'll take it.
Eli Lake, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Eli Lake of Bloomberg View.